Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says the key to Jonesboro's success in the future lies in how it can attract more people to not only come to the city, but decide to stay. Perrin says some of next year's budget has specific items that will address quality of life issues. For example, this in the city's Parks and Recreation budget.
As long as we have the things in our budget to add in and to increase the parks and rec and things of that nature, you can see what happens to your town. We got rained out this year, four tournaments. This year's budget, we're already down $70,000 just in concessions and sales and things of that nature. But it's not that. It's the quality of life and the people that comes to town here to want to have a tournament, and then the weather automatically does that. So,
and he's proposing turf fields that would help keep tournaments from being rained out, which could help keep sales tax in Jonesboro. He says those kind of items can be looked at as additional sources of revenue. Jonesboro next year is facing almost $13 million in capital improvement projects scheduled. Right now, the city is expected to take that much money out of reserves to pay for those projects. But Perrin warns that money could run out quickly in a few years. You can look at the proposed 28 budget on our website now at kasu.org. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News.